All right, and we are back for the second quarter. Haynes starting the second quarter off with the ball. And Swinton going to inbound to Bradford. Bradford takes it, drives it around the key over to the left, right-hand side now. And gets it inside to Prager, who puts up for a short two, and that is good. Score now 14-9. That gap has been 11 at one point. Now close the gap to 5. Jensen with the ball. She gets it in to Decker. Decker sends it over to Allen. So she spins for a long three. At the top of the key, that shot is no good. But the rebound is bounced around and ends up to the hands of Allen again. She gets it over to Jensen. They're playing a little back on their half of the court. They're pulling players off. They're letting their players have time to get in position. They find Decker over on the left-hand side. She intends to go inside. It's blocked. Gets the ball over to Kano, who's unguarded. Kano puts up two. Shot is no good. And the rebound's going to go to the Haynes Valley Glacier here. Swinton with that ball over on the left-hand side now, beyond the key. She's going to go back right. Gets it over to Bradford. She's going to put up for a long two. Shot is no good. Comes down in the hands of Decker. Decker's going to hold it. Let everybody get moving first. And then she's going to bounce it off to Jensen. 6:45 left in the first half. Jensen hands it off to Decker. Decker drives in. Gets a lot of pressure from Swinton. So passes off, short pass to Jensen. Jensen puts up for two. This shot is no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. Oh, it's going to be saved by Kano, but it's going to be saved right into the hands of Larson. And so Larson's going to bring it down. Not looking to waste any time. Runs into Kano. Looks like one of the officials was about to call a blocking foul there. Decided not to. They get that ball out to Autumn Gross, and she puts up for two. That shot is good. And on that, there's going to be a whistle. Short timeout for Coach Nora Rangel, and we'll send it back to Kate Ness for 30 seconds from responses. And we are back from that timeout. And looks like Rangel going to start with the ball down on the opposite baseline. So it'll be Armstrong back in the game now. And she's going to get it over to Allen. Okay, looks like Armstrong, Decker, Pete, Allen, and Gerald in the game. Rangel. They're going to pass that ball around. Looks like it gets stolen away, stripped by Swinton. Swinton's going to, Decker trying to get some hands on that to force a jump ball. And Gerald is able to get hands on that ball alongside Bradford, and now it's called a jump ball. And it's going to be Rangel's ball on all staying possession. 5:36 left in the first half. 14-11 is the score. What was an 11-point spread is now cut to Glacier Bears just finding their stride. And ball almost stolen away on a bad pass to Keith. Armstrong's able to recover that. Gets it over to Decker over on the right-hand side. Decker puts up for a long two. Shot is no good. And it's Allen with the rebound. She's knocked about just a little bit and ends up with that ball in the hands of Armstrong. Gets it back over to Allen. Allen up at the top of the key. Now holding on to that ball, gets it over to Gerald over on the left-hand side. You see it in the far left corner. Back to Allen, now in the corner. Armstrong at the top of the key. Armstrong going to pull it back and hold it for just a minute. She's going to go left over in that quarter key area. Back to Gerald up at the top of the key. And to the right, that was Allen. Allen going to put up the three. Shot is no good, but it's going to be Decker with the rebound. And it's almost stolen by Gross. They get that ball out to Keith. Keith goes up for two, and she is pushed. And that's going to be on Bradford. Bradford's first foul of the game. And that's going to be just send Keith to the line. 16 fouls for Haynes. Score is 14-11. 4:28 left in the first. is in. Beautiful shot. And a couple substitutions for Rangel. Looks like Decker's going to take a seat on the bench. And Flores going to come in for her. And looks like Allen going to take a seat on the bench. And Jensen coming back into the game. Getting the ball back to Pete for her second free throw. Gives it three or four solid bounces. And up in the air. Second shot is no good. There's a whistle on that. Looks like somebody may have jumped into the paint a little bit early. And so it's going to be Haynes ball immediately. No rebound attempts there. Swinton gets into Bradford. She drives it down quickly over to the right. Looks to put up for a long two. And she is fouled. That foul is going to be on Teat. Her second foul of the night. It's going to be a reach. But she's got a little bit of hands on the arm there. And Bradford being in the act of shooting, she's going to be staying to the free throw line. Bradford with no points on the books tonight. Her first free throw attempt is going to bounce high. And that shot is no good. Just ball back to her. She puts up for one. That one is nicely done. So 1 point now for her. Score 15-12 with 4:19 left in the first half. Jensen with that ball for Rangel up at the top of the key. Gets it over to Armstrong over on the right-hand side. She's going to drive around to the corner. Gets it inside the Teat, who is right at the free throw line. She puts up two. The shot is no good. Gets her own rebound. Picks up again, and she is fouled. And looks like it's a push foul. And Autumn Gross is going to be the one taking that foul. That's her second of the night. Makes 17 fouls for Haynes, so it's going to put Rangel in the bonus for the rest of the evening, or the rest of the, sorry, the rest of the half. 4 minutes and 3 seconds left. And Pete's first free throw is good. So, score is 16-7. 3 team fouls for Rangel, 17 fouls for Haynes. Second shot up. Second shot no good. But once again, they're going to call. Looks like somebody jumped the gun on that, getting into the paint. They're going to call it Teat's foot was on the line when she, or across that line when she did free throw. So they're going to turn that immediately over to Haynes. And Swinton's going to get it down, try to put it along to from the baseline, just to the right of the basket. That shot is no good, and it's going to go out of bounds. A couple of substitutions for Rangel. Teat's going to take a seat on the bench again. And Decker coming in for her. Gerald's going to take a seat on the bench. And looks like Allen coming back into the game. And Swinton with 2 points for Haynes on that inbound. Makes that score 16-14. Gets the ball over to Rangel, and Allen has it. She goes inside, intended for Jensen. It's stolen away by Swinton. She tries to break away down. And she's going to put up the two, but that she's going to be fouled. It's going to be a reaching foul on Allen, her first foul of the night, sending Swinton to the line. Swinton with just 2 points tonight, was their top scorer last night. I believe she had about 30 or so points out of their total five. Two so far tonight. Puts up a free throw attempt. First one is not good. Second free throw is in the air. Going to bounce around and bounce in. Nicely done for one. So 16-15 with 3:28 left in the first half. Jensen with that ball. Up at the top of the key. She's playing it back. Getting double teamed by Swinton and Bradford. She goes right. Double teamed over there. Can't seem to get away. Passes the ball out to Allen. Now it's top of the key. Over to Armstrong over on the left side. She puts up for long two. That shot is no good. And it's going to be Swinton with the rebound. She gets down to Bradford, who's all alone. Bradford goes up for two. Shot is no good. And it's going to be Cowart on the rebound. Cowart now with two. Jensen down with the ball now over on the left-hand side. Looks to drive in and loses that ball away to Swinton. And it's knocked away by Armstrong. I think Swinton's looking for a reach foul. Nothing called, but the ball does get away and get out of bounds. They're going to call it out of bounds on Armstrong, so it's going to be Haynes' ball. Bradford in to Larson. Larson puts up for two, and that shot is good. And that will increase now the Glacier Bear lead. 19-16. Their first lead of the night. And Allen with the ball. Almost loses it. Gets it out to Jensen, who puts up for a long two, and that shot is good. 18-19 is the score. 2:18 left in the first half. And Bradford can bring it down, immediately try to go to the basket over the right-hand side. She's going to be fouled. Looks like it's going to be a reaching foul on Armstrong. Sorry, reaching foul on Flores. That's going to send Bradford to the line. And her first free throw attempt is good. 2 points for her tonight now. Score 20-18. 2:15 left in the first half. Bradford's second free throw attempt is up. It's no good. It looks like she may have jumped the line just a little bit, and they're going to get that ball over to Rangel. So, Jensen with the ball, inbounding to Allen. Back to Jensen. They're just going to calmly jog it across the half-court line. Jensen goes over to the right. And getting a lot of pressure, goes inside to Decker. Decker double-teamed, but she's going to put up two. Shot is no good. And on the rebound, looks like it's going to be held up between Krager and Flores. And they're going to call that a jump ball on alternate possession. It'll be a wrangle ball. And we're going to inbound that. Inbound Jensen over on the left-hand side, who bounces it on the baseline. Goes to put up a two. Shot rims, and it's no good. And it's Larson with the rebound. Larson can bring it down the sideline, right in front of the benches. Goes over to the right. Goes inside to Cowart. Cowart unprotected, and she's going to put up a two, and that shot is good. Just inside the paint. 22-18 now with a minute 36 left in the first half. Jensen up at the top of the key with the ball. She's going to go right. Can't find a way in. So she passes it off to Allen, almost stolen by Swinton. Pass inside into Jensen, stolen by Bradford. Bradford's going to drive it down and immediately go to the basket. And once again, it's going to be fouled. I believe this makes three now for Bradford. They're going to call that a blocking foul on Armstrong. Bradford goes quick to the right, goes immediately to the basket, and gets fouled, whether it's a reach or a block. But it's the third time to the line for her, and third, same exact situation. First free throw is going to be good. Well, it looks like Wrangle's making an entire team substitution, so keep with me here for just a minute. Looks like we have Pete on the court. Looks like we have Gerald on the court. Looks like we have Hutton on the court. Kano and Lewis. And that second free throw attempt was no good by Bradford, but it's going to be Cowart with the rebound on that, and she sends it up to two. And so Rangel gets down with the ball, and it's stolen away. Swinton over to Larson. Larson bounces inside, goes to a couple players' hands, ends up with Bradford. She's going to put up for a long two. That shot is no good, but it's going to be Cowart on the rebound. Her shot is no good either. And Bradford's going to get that rebound back over to Krager. Krager bounces out to Larson and to Swinton. Swinton over on the left-hand side. She bounces it inside to Krager. Krager is unable to get it to the basket. Looks like she's going to be fouled. That's going to be on Gerald. And that makes 17 fouls for Wrangel now. And so both teams in the bonus for the last 29.8 seconds of this half. And Krager now at the line. Krager's first shot is no good. It's a one-on-one situation. And it's Cowart with the rebound. First shot's no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds. And it's going to be out of bounds on Pete. So it's going to be Haynes' ball. Larson sends it in to Swinton. Swinton sends it out baseline over on the right-hand side. Shot is up. No good. And Cowart with a rebound and an attempt. Shot's no good. It's going to go out of bounds. Quite a few people there. But out of bounds on Wrangel again. So it'll be Haynes' ball. Larson going to inbound that. 17.8 seconds left. She inbounds to Swinton, who puts up again for a long two. And that shot is good. But there's going to be a reach foul on that. And that's going to be on Hutton. But Swinton's ball is good. 27-18. Swinton now at the line, looking to make this a three-point play. And she does with one free throw. Gerald's going to inbound to Lewis over to Kano. Kano at the top of the key. Gets it over to Hutton. Hutton's going to put up for a long two. Shot is no good. Rebound's going to be to Haynes. Krager getting double teamed. They're going to get it out and get it down to Clinton quickly. Clinton's going to go for a left-hand layup at the buzzer, and that shot is good for two more points. They're shooting a lot more from the right-hand side tonight, but that's going to make the score 30-18. Let's take a look at your stats as we go into halftime. Rangel shooting 60% from the free throw line. Have one attempt at a three-pointer, not successful. 27% from the field, 6 out of 22 shots made. For the Haynes Lady Glacier Bears, they are shooting 50% from the free throw line. 1-for-1 on beyond the key. That last-minute shot at the end of the first quarter. And 12 out of 31 for 38% from the field. So far tonight, we've got for Rangel, got Jensen as their top scorer with 6 points, followed by Decker with 5 points, Armstrong with 4, Teat with 2, and Flores with 1 point. Rangel ends that first half with 18 fouls. Over on the Haynes side, they're going to end with 17 fouls, and so far their top scorer is Swinton with 8 points, followed by Cowart with 6 points, Larson with 5, Krager with 4, Gross with 4, and Bradford with 3 points.